This is Sound Ideas, WGLT's news magazine. I'm John Norton. A Unit 5 teacher says the school district essentially is holding her hostage after rejecting her resignation in July. Jennifer Hawkins says her family's plan to relocate to Springfield is on hold. Instead, she continues to work at Cedar Ridge Elementary School. WGLT correspondent Michelle Steinbacher reports.
Unit 5 administrators say in response to the district facing a shortage of special education teachers, they opted this year to reject four resignations submitted within a month of school starting. The district can do so under Illinois statute. Unit 5 told those teachers if they proceeded to leave and teach elsewhere, their teaching licenses might be suspended. Two teachers ignored the warning and left anyway. Now the state is reviewing those cases. Two other teachers opted to stay. Jennifer Hawkins is one of those. The teacher says losing her teaching license is a risk she couldn't take. So she's continuing her role as elementary resources teacher for Cedar Ridge Elementary School. But she says the experience of staying in the district has been difficult for her family.
I'm still putting in my best effort because the kids that I work with deserve that, and that's why I want to be a teacher, but it is definitely a personal hardship.
In July, the Hawkins family learned they'd need to move back to Springfield. So she interviewed and found a teaching job in a Springfield area district where she'd taught before moving to Unit 5 in 2017. But after submitting the resignation, Hawkins says she had to turn down the job offer.
I had resigned 17 days before school started. I was completely unaware of this being in our state code.
The statute has been on the books for decades. But Unit 5 Human Resources Director Roger Baldwin says the district only turned to it this year because Unit 5 faces numerous vacancies in special education.
We haven't done this in the past because in prior years, that talent has been out there and we've been able to get it. That just doesn't happen right now.
But teacher Jennifer Hawkins cries foul on Unit 5's choice to apply the rule only to special education teachers and not its other educators. She says she's being punished for choosing to be a special education teacher. Hawkins says Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel told her if she were in an easier-to-fill field, such as physical education, they'd let her go. But the situation is the shortage of special education teachers.
The whole thing just doesn't make sense because had I quit and went to go work at State Farm, they would have done nothing. Essentially, a district is punishing another district and you're driving teachers out of the field.
Hawkins says Superintendent Weichel also told her if Unit 5 is able to find applicants, say in December when new university graduates might apply, Hawkins could leave then.
It is literally like being held hostage. And Dr. Weichel said once they get some people to fill the job, they would let me go, but she was not sure when that would happen.
Weichel didn't respond to a request for comment on this story. Unit 5's Roger Baldwin says the district approaches submitted resignations on a case-by-case basis. He says if the odds are high the position can be filled, the employee is released from the contract. Teacher Jennifer Hawkins says she's not confident Unit 5 will be able to fill its vacancies this year, given the shortage in the special education discipline. She says all the districts are in the same boat. In the meantime, Hawkins has to manage transportation, getting her own child to school in the Olympia School District, while managing the household and her job in Bloomington. Some people have criticized Unit 5 for taking applicants from other school districts in the days just before school years start, while at the same time not allowing teachers to leave their own district. But Unit 5's Roger Baldwin tells WGLT he can't speak for other districts. He says Unit 5 does its best to staff positions right up to the start of school and throughout the year. And Baldwin adds, Unit 5 also has been on the receiving end of this statute's enforcement. He says job applicants have withdrawn from consideration or turned down job offers if they learn their own school district won't accept their resignation because it falls within 30 days of the contract start date. Baldwin says the district missed out on hiring another district's administrator this fall because of that rule. Whether the state board interprets Illinois school code to mean 30-day notice or expected employment for the entire contract year is unclear. The key may be in the board's decision on the Unit 5 case about teachers Andrea Jefferson and Emily Andrus, who resigned anyway to teach elsewhere.
After that, it's completely up to them to do their own follow-ups and investigation and develop an outcome.
The Illinois State Board of Education declined to be interviewed for this story. I'm Michelle Steinbacher.
The Illinois State Board of Education responded by email. A board spokesperson says tenured teachers must resign at least 30 days before the start of the school year unless that school district allows them to leave. The State Board has suspended teachers' licenses in previous cases where a teacher resigned without the school's approval. The State Board of Education expects to issue a decision by the end of November regarding the teachers who left without Unit 5's approval.